Chapter 13, Supportive Networks, Generations of Suffering and Dysfunction. In times of serious family trouble, normal families fall back on mom, dad, grandma, siblings, or other relatives. Most of us have had the luxury of help from family at one time or another to make it through a bad experience. Without the help of family members who cared enough to reach out and provide a safety net in times of trouble, many more Americans would experience the severe consequences of mistakes and bad luck. I have experienced the sadness and dysfunction of large families. With 50 relatives, not one could qualify to care for the children being removed from their crack cocaine-using parents. No one in the family could help the terribly addicted parents get off the train of drugs and alcohol. One husband and wife went 6 months without producing a single clean urine analysis. The variety of drugs that showed up in their UAs was mind-boggling. Generations of addicts and alcoholics exemplify the depth of the family's repeated cycle of inability to cope with life. One drug-addicted member is caught up in the net of child protection, and the rest of the family responds poorly and is unable to prove to the courts that they can offer the child a safe new home. Once the cycle is broken, the children go on to lead normal lives if they are removed from the home soon enough and receive the necessary help. These families had been dysfunctional for generations. Their relatives have serious problems with drugs and alcohol, abuse and neglect of their own children, and are, for so many reasons, a hopeless and inappropriate choice for the well-being of the child. The cyclical nature of drug, alcohol, and child abuse is obvious to people who work in the system of child protection. Addiction is everywhere, and it is so destructive to the individual, their family, and especially their children. It would be an important and meaningful study to discover how many generations have been affected by addiction in each family within the child protection system. Often we are unable to salvage the life of any given abused or neglected child. I have found it overwhelming to work with the intergenerational addictions of large, dysfunctional families. It would be useful to determine a best practices approach to effectively deal with large, dysfunctional families. Big, dysfunctional families steeped in drug and alcohol abuse have a serious negative impact on their children. At the same time, other families have super committed and caring uncles, aunts, and grandparents who step forward into long-term foster care and adoption. I have been told by one elderly adoption resource grandmother, "When the youngest child is 18, I shall be 88 years old." Loving people, they are unable to watch the pain and continued punishment of their own grandchild from the self-destroyed parent who once was their own child. Grandparents often step in with minimal resources, too old and too tired, but they are determined to make a difference in the lives of their grandchildren. Often their grandchildren are special needs children who can be a terrific burden to the grandparents who are now quite stressed by having to relive parenting at an advanced age. It's important that our communities support these fine people in their efforts to raise and to save their grandchildren. The value they bring to the adoption and fostering of abused and neglected children is incalculable. They deserve the best resources we can afford to give them for their tasks. Many sources show the value of mentoring and Head Start programs. Mentored youth are 46% less likely to use drugs, 27% less likely to use liquor, and 33% less likely to hit someone. Head Start statistics show 33% less juvenile arrest rate, 41% less violent crime rate, and a higher high school graduation rate. The average salary of an American waitress is $194 per week. Many families are two-wage earner families who still cannot afford health care or daycare. Many hardworking Americans have multiple part-time jobs without benefits. Why is it that America is the only nation among all the industrialized nations to not provide universal health care for its citizens? Why is it the rest of the industrialized nations provide for early childhood education and America doesn't? Do we not value all our children? In the 1930s, we created a safety net for senior citizens. Are our children any less worthy? Our adult selves are the direct extension of our childhood years and the places we have lived. Scarcity, violence, and a cold, distant state for a mother can create a cold, hard, asocial being. we need to support children's rights like we support our personal rights, senior citizens' rights, and our military. Call to action. If you know of anyone who has taken on the role of foster or adoptive parent, become a friend to him or her. Their issues are different. Your kindness will be appreciated. Do what you can to see that those adoptive parents and foster parents are supported within your community. It is the funding provided at the state and county level that determines the funding available to provide the services for the children they care for. Make sure that the people in the positions of power in your community care about these issues. If they don't, become active in replacing them with people who care.